we'd like to welcome Jack Bowman to Robin Hood Radio. Jack, of course, we've spoken to him before. He, of course, created the Salisbury Sinfonietta, which runs out of the Salisbury Congregational Church. He is the minister of music there, I do believe, if I got all my titles right. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. You got the titles right. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, Jack. Well, this really is your final production for a little while now that's coming up, right?
Yes. This will be our last performance for the 18-19 season, yes.
Now, and what we're talking about is coming up on Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock at Salisbury Congregational Church. Elijah, and you've teamed up with another church as well as Salisbury Congregational Church, right?
Yes. An oratorio really has three large components. You have your soloists, you have your orchestra, and you have your chorus. And in our case, the chorus is the Salisbury Congregational Church Choir plus the Norfolk UCC Choir plus about 20 festival singers, we call them, from the area. So we people coming down from Massachusetts and over from New York and up from across the state of Connecticut.
So
big festival chorus.
So I was going to say, it sounds to me like you're going to have 30, 40 chorus members there.
We have 52.
Wow, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's incredible. They're wonderful singers. We're joined by a couple wonderful singers also coming from Western Connecticut University. They like to have their students get some of this experience, so we're thrilled to have them.
So for people that are listening, what's the story of Elijah? What's this about?
Well, Elijah was one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. And, of course, the people in his time were worshiping the false god of Baal. And God sent Elijah to tell them, you need to stop doing this. And so God and Elijah turns the water off, and they have no rain for several years. I think it's 3 years. And then, finally, they have a test to see whose god is real. And, of course, Baal turns out to be a false god, and the real god wins and sends down rain, and as they say in the oratorio, he laveth the thirsty land. And I looked out this morning with a little bit of rain, and I thought, God laveth our thirsty land.
a little bit about the Salisbury Sinfonietta. Now, it has come a long way since you first came to Salisbury Congregational Church and then proposed this idea of forming the Sinfonietta.
Yes, we've realized that we wanted to do something special for this part of the state, and we didn't want to compete with the other wonderful opportunities culturally that are in this area. So a professional chamber orchestra seemed like a great addition, and as we talked to musicians and people that were interested in helping support this, it seemed like a logical way to enrich this northwest corner of the state. And so we have incredible musicians coming from New York Philharmonic, from Boston Orchestra, from New Haven, from Hartford, the Hudson Valley Orchestra. Just wonderful musicians that enjoy coming to this part of the state and are great players.
We're speaking with Jack Bowman, Salisbury Sinfonietta, teaming up with Salisbury Congregational Church Choir and also United Congregational Church out of Norfolk, their choir, on May 5th, which is Sunday. Elijah, how long is that show going to run? It starts at 3.
It's exactly 2 hours long.
So here's the great thing about this, folks. 2 hours is nothing out of your Sunday afternoon, and it's free. I mean, you will accept donations, though, because, of course, it's always nice to have donations to help pay for the things that you do.
Well, this concert really is made possible with funding from the church, both churches, as well as special music funds in each of these churches. And so we have to replenish those special funds, and donations are a way that we help do that. So we're grateful for donations, but come to the concert; it's free.
And Salisbury Congregational is a great place to hear vocal and instrument music unamplified.
It's a beautiful building to start with, and then the acoustics in there are incredible. And so singers sound very good, instrumentalists sound good, And it's an intimate setting, so it's really one of the best places in this area to hear great music.
Well, once again, Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock at the Salisbury Congregational Church. It's open to all. If you want to make a donation, that would be appreciated. It is the Salisbury Sinfonietta, the final performance for this year. When do you gear up and start again for your next season?
Starting in the fall, we're planning production again with a collaboration with the Sharon Playhouse. And we haven't announced the work yet, but last year we did Pirates of Penzance, and I think we'll do something equally exciting this fall. I know we will.
All right. So then, as you sit here now looking at the Salisbury Sinfonietta, you actually have this program very well ensconced now on a regular operational basis.
We're proud of the progress we've made, and things are going well. We have a good board of directors. I think one of the most exciting things for this Sunday afternoon and when we do the Elijah is the ending when Elijah goes to heaven in a chariot of fire, and that's a moment in this oratorio that people will remember throughout their lives. I played it the other night, and I sat here in tears listening to this glorious music by Mendelssohn written in 1846. There we go.
Well, you know, I learned a lot about this type of music when I was filming church services, and I came away from each one of these services always feeling uplifted.
Yes.
And really, the music from that era, yes, there is some morose music, but by and large, the music from that era, especially what you focus on, is very uplifting.
That's a great word. I've appreciate what you've chosen there. It is uplifting. It just turns your spirits high. And the chorus does really well at telling the story along with the soloists. And one of the soloists is Daryl Godshall, who's local. He's singing the role of Elijah. And then another one, Ted Chiletsos, is the tenor, Obadiah. And he's coming in from Berlin, where he's been singing in the opera house, doing major roles in opera house. And he lives in New York, and he's back now for a couple days to sing for us. So we're thrilled to have him coming to Northwest Connecticut.
Well, once again, that is this Sunday at the Salisbury Congregational Church, 3 p.m., Elijah, Salisbury Sinfonietta. And as a double header, at 7 o'clock, you can catch the guitarist, Gil Gutierrez, who is coming to Salisbury as
yes,
well.
Yes, and we're really thrilled to hear that he's coming, too. That's a great addition to the weekend.
So what you folks can do is, this is the great thing about what's going on. You can go to the Salisbury Sinfonietta at 3 o'clock. Now you've got a restaurant right across the street you can go to, or you've got Picante's if you're more in that mood. And then at 7 o'clock, this is what's great about our area. Go to another incredible show, a guitarist that is world-renowned. So it's amazing what you can do in this little area, isn't it, Jack?
It's amazing what does happen in this area, and we're grateful to you, Marshall, for promoting these events. You bring so much to this community, and we are grateful to you. Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, that's this Sunday at 3 o'clock, the Salisbury Sinfonietta. Jack, keep up the great work, and we'll speak to you again.
Thanks, Marshall. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
That is Jack Bowman, and once again, the Salisbury Sinfonietta in action at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Salisbury Congregational Church.